get that feather sword over here.
Captain Feather Sword. Tickle my butthole with your feather sword.
The wiggle. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, man.
The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Casey Kates.
Counting down the number 42 podcast.
And she writes,
from a 1969 Cadillac, you impregnated your mom listening to this song.
This song goes out to Candy.
Like high school.
This song goes out to Taylor in the 1969 Cadillac. We just fucked.
This song goes out to Bob Seger.
I'm going to take a dump.
And she writes, I smelled your doo-doo from the other room.
Your fart peeled my car interior paint.
This song is dedicated to Mark. Your wife says she can smell your farts from the other room.
And she writes, I'm fucking the radio.
This song goes out to Marcia. Hey, Marcia, this is your husband, Mark. Wash that pussy.
And he writes, it smells like dead fish.
Smells like a bucket of dead oysters.
He said,
did I say that?
And he writes, it smells like a dirty Indian food diaper.
Oh, wash that worse shit. Than the time a raccoon got stuck in the copier.
Oh.
Counting down, number one.
I guess we got to start the show off. What's up, guys?
I think we did.
And she writes, welcome to Geek Life.
Sure, she's a babe.
All right, guys, what's going on? Welcome to Geek Life HQ.
Yeah.
I don't know, do I need to introduce myself anymore?
I think we should. That's a staple.
That's just a staple. All right. I'm Justin with an E.
Justin with an I.
Matt.
Two T's?
Matt the producer.
Okay. Three T's.
We've just dropped it. He's the producer.
See, all that really means is I just hit the button, and then I hit the upload button.
You're like that guy that does all the work while we stand here and just look pretty.
And you put in all those special effects because you're not really burping. Oh, yeah. Wait.
No, that was a real burp. I smelled it.
Most of them are. Yeah. Yeah. Well, describe to the listening audience how it tastes.
It tastes like Mountain Dew and Boston baked bean.
Nice. That's right.
And she writes. Yeah.
This one goes
in a world starring The Rock.
As president?
I'd buy it.
Shit, I'd vote for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. He's a box office draw. You got to imagine he would be a voter draw.
Can you vote for what The Rock is cooking?
I think, dude, if he ran like an independent ticket, dude.
Oh, dude, he'd win hands down, especially right now.
I don't know why he doesn't, man. That would bring this world together, man. He, wrestling, dude.
Probably more money and.
Except for movies. Who would be his vice president?
Triple H?
No.
Mankind?
Who would be his vice? Who would be a good Rock? It had to be somebody with, like, political.
I only am interested in people who are hilarious. So I'm going to say Kevin Hart.
Since they've been in the most movies together?
Yep.
I don't know. I wouldn't vote for that. I'd vote for The Rock.
He's got a funny hat. He carries the bag around. You know, it's like, he knows all about animals. I'd vote for him.
Yeah.
That's the real Kevin Hart, right?
It's on the Jumanji platform.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. You know, they're going to take us to the next level.
Maybe that he could run with Alda Snow.
I'm not from your country.
I'm not from the U.S., but I really care about African children.
Oh, Jesus.
That doesn't have anything to do with anything. African child. I hate that shit. That's just racist. Now you ask me, I love it. I brush my teeth to that shit. I love where this went immediately.
Jesus, yeah. Dude.
They told me that song set them back.
Worse than slavery.
Oh, I fucking love that movie.
What should you do? You should go ahead and play the clap.
Well, you think because I'm black, I know the lyrics to African Child, I just smile and I hit the drums like this.
Oh, shit.
Pretty funny.
Oh, I fucking love that movie.
That's a great movie.
That is a great movie. Chocolate motherfucking daddy.
See that? I'm mind fucking you right now. Can you feel my dick in there? In your brain? what's going on? Mind fucking you. That's what.
I hope you're wearing a condom because I have a dirty mind.
What'd you just say?
As we're just reenacting this whole movie for this show, like, people are like, what the fuck?
So yeah.
All right.
Nice. Well, I would say you owe me a Coke, but you already just bought me one, so.
Sweet.
I guess should we get the housekeeping out of the way to start the show?
Yeah, Geek Life HQ on Instagram and Twitter, and search us on Facebook. And then, like always, you can leave us a voicemail on Anchor FM. And we do have one voicemail this week. I'll pull it up.
Yeah.
And check out our OnlyFans, Only Buttholes page.
Oh, they're only on
Well,
Pogs.
No, dude. I fucking eat noodles and diapers. Don't forget about that.
Oh, so it's just my butthole?
That's just your personal one. All right, here you go.
Hey, boys. Calling in again. This is Frank. So, I got a question for you guys this week. What is your favorite movie score or soundtrack or whatever they call it? Dude, I really, really like Harry Potter, but I have to say the movie that really gets me has got to be Lord of the Rings, dude. All that music just rocks. Hey, man, thanks for getting a hold of me and the questions last week, and I'll hit you up with another one next week. Stay safe.
Like to point out to Dewey Cox, who said we would never be anything. How do you like me now?
All right. Well, thank you, Frank, for another voicemail. Yeah, remember, guys, if you want to get part of the conversation, join and leave us a voicemail. But I know Justin's itching to answer his.
Yeah, he literally jumped out of his.
Yeah,
chair.
As soon as he heard
I
that
have
voicemail,
17 different categories to put this in.
So we need to fucking cue the music to play you off, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank God. And okay, so that's the first one. Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Nice.
Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. Any of them? Iconic. Surprisingly, a film with Ridley Scott and Tom Cruise, Legend, with Tangerine Dream, that did the music for that. Fantastic. Dune. If you guys had ever seen Dune, 1984, Frank Herbert's Dune. The music was done by Toto. It was really good. And Highlander. The Highlander.
The nice. Highlander it's shit.
With that Queen soundtrack. I want it all.
Yeah.
You know, that's badass. I am immortal.
That's very, like, memorable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so good.
All those you named
Flash
are memorable.
You know, like another one. Flash.
And, you know, that goes along with Ted, too.
Yeah, it does. He's like, Flash freaking Gordon. You did cocaine. You're pumping rails with Flash Gordon. Yeah, so that's the ones that I can come up with at the top of my head.
I would say you're forgetting a really important one. I think that
no, I'm leaving you some room.
You're just leaving us. I mean, you could have named them all because I got some that I definitely know you're probably not going to list. But I mean, you got the Imperial March from Star Wars, dude. Everybody knows that. Dump, dump, da 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 dum, da dum, 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 dum.
I left that one for you. Yeah. So yeah.
Jurassic Park's also a pretty famous one.
So good. Literally the first thing I said.
I mean, yeah, you started singing it right.
Literally, it's the first thing that came out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's such a good one, and I mean, anything from like either Howard Shore or Hans Zimmer or John Williams are like the go-tos. So.
I mean, I got to throw in there, you know, the original Batman score.
Yes, Danny Elfman.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But even the Dark Knight and all those trilogies,
they were good, man.
Those were Hans Zimmer, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he did a great job with those.
Not as memorable though, you know, in terms of like, can you pick a song out from them? Probably not as much.
I'd have to hear it really. It starts playing, I'll be like, oh, that, I know what that's from.
It's like if you think about Indiana Jones. Dun, 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 dun,
oh yeah,
dun,
well I mean yeah, that's like know? That classic score that
even more than like
you,
E.T.
You got to think about like can't when it transfers over to a video game, and the Indiana Jones does. I mean, it's like fucking 8-bit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, also, dude, 007. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
I got a couple, man. I got, you know. Are you done?
Well, I was just going to say, like, as far as new movies go, like, in like soundtracks and stuff, the Kingsmen, dude, they're fucking knocking it out of the park, dude. They were doing really good with that. They were mixing that nice new stuff with like old stuff, classical. I fucking loved
that's
it.
That's a good take, actually. Yeah,
they were mixing it, dude. It worked for the movie. Mm-hmm. It made you like get into those scenes, dude. Like those action scenes, dude. Mm-hmm. They're like playing like Elton John and shit, and you're like, yeah, I fucking dig it.
That is cool.
Austin Powers, maybe.
I think segues into what I'm gonna talk about. I'm gonna say Back to the Future, man.
Yeah.
Yes. Because that fucking song, Huey Lewis in the News, dude. It's classic. Written for the movie, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what he said. It's like they had it and they hadn't released it, and they released it for the movie.
Yeah. So it's like written for the movie, then. But they
a little bit of column A, a little bit of
column A. But that kind of like it's not just a score. Yeah. It's a fucking song, dude.
Do you guys remember that Saturday Night Live that, where they had Michael J. Fox on and they're like, gonna go back in time. And they're all in the elevator.
I saw that, yeah.
Gonna go back in time.
Nice.
The whole time.
Yeah. I think, which one?
That's a good one, though. Yeah, I should have thought of that.
What did I want to pull out, dude? Hedwig and the Angry Itch.
Yes.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good one.
It's very much musical, so everything's custom.
Yep.
But, like, it fucking rocks, dude. Yeah. It's very big.
Eddie
like,
is odd.
Yes, man, for sure, dude.
Yeah,
now, that's a good one. Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing too. Like, if we were to segue into musicals, I think that would be a hell of a musical too.
Yeah,
I mean,
dude, it's up
geeky
there.
Geeky musical too.
It's up there with like Rocky Horror for sure. It's like a modern Rocky Horror.
Yeah,
yeah, I like it, man. It's a fun movie.
You want to know actually a movie that had a really good soundtrack? The Crow.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. That is in my top five all-time soundtracks.
Yeah,
soundtrack. I think I've owned that on CD and on cassette tape.
Fucking vinyl.
Yeah.
Fucking like Stone Temple Pilots and all that shit back when
it was. Dude, that's like the epitome of
Henry
like.
Henry Rollins.
Because they think they're calling me. The epitome of like being in eighth grade, dude.
Yep.
It's like that, dude.
Everyone says what?
That's,
Depeche Mode.
Yeah. What about Henry Rollins? TV shows, dude?
Stranger Things.
That's a great one.
Great music on that.
I mean, dude.
Hill Street Blues.
Married with Children, dude.
yeah, for like a theme song, yeah.
Yeah, for a theme
it's
song.
Catchy.
Simpsons. Yeah. Absolutely.
Danny Elfman, yeah.
Right? Yeah, you got Danny Elfman and Alf Clausen.
Let's talk about the one that's fucking annoying, but everyone knows it is Friends. I'll be there for you.
Is there any music in that show? But yeah.
No, but
the
fucking song.
Was that
the
Refreshments or Replacements?
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was.
But that wasn't written for that show.
No. That's like, a real song.
That's a real song.
Yeah.
That was just a song that got very popular when the show came out.
What about
Yo Gabba Gabba? No?
The Wiggles?
Yeah.
What about Drew Carey?
Do you guys know I was the Brown
Wiggle? Cleveland Rocks, yeah.
Cleveland Rocks. I mean, that's very...
I was the Brown Wiggle. True story. They never put me on TV.
So you know the fruit salad song?
Of course I know the fruit salad song.
Yummy,
and I come in and be like, and I poop my pants. Jeff goes to sleep and I poop my pants. I'm the Brown Wiggle. And they're all like, get out of here. You're not allowed in the big red car. I'm like, but it's big for everybody. They're like, did you poop your pants again? Yes.
Did you smoke a bunch of meth before you fucking came in?
Well, that's what we were talking about, teeth, and I don't have any. It's because of the meth.
he was in,
so
like,
I got that wiggle money, bro.
When we were sitting there going, where's Justin? We know what he was doing. He was out in the car.
I pooped my pants. I have to say it like a prospector, though.
He's like, I'm going to do a rail, and then I'm going to smoke some shit, and then I'm going to go do my show.
Get that feather sword over here.
Captain Feather Sword. Tickle my butthole with your feather sword.
The wiggle. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh man. That felt good.
Is that your?
That felt good. That's my angle.
I have here a letter from Justin to Sarah, and he writes, "Take that tickle and pickle my pickle, and tickle my butthole."
Coming down the number one hit. Tickle my bunghole. The wiggles.
Number one hit is fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. Sung in the key of. I'm a duty.
You sound like Wolfman Jack.
It's like, ooh,
you're listening to Hits of the 60s. I died years ago, but I'm apparently back. Wolfman, woo!
Woo, Wolfman.
Man, we're taking some weird segues here.
Christ, fucking weird night.
Dying, tickling buttholes. What the hell? I was kind of a...
Justin says, Sarah, he loves you, but he'd like it if you tickled his butthole.
I was kind of taken aback listening to the episode last week.
So therefore, he's dedicating the song, Donka Donks.
I have thong song. I'd forgotten what I called Meryl Streep. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, I went there.
Oh, Jesus.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That's what a couple shots will do to you, dude.
Woo! Yeah, that was good. Yeah, so what were we talking about again? Like,
I don't know. You brought up buttholes and shit.
No, I was talking about the Wiggles. Matt definitely brought that up.
Oh, yeah, we got sidetracked with feathers and buttholes.
Yeah. Here I am tickling myself with an ostrich feather.
Actually, thinking about it, you want to know a fucking movie that had a song that was catchy as shit?
My Cousin Vinny.
No, the fucking one with Tom Hanks and the band with the do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Doing that, well, that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, the movie's called Doing That Thing. Yeah,
exactly.
Dude,
that thing
that
you
fucking,
do.
Yeah.
Yep. I love that. That has one of my favorite quotes from any movie, right, where they ask Steve Zahn who his musical influences were, and he goes, Captain Gooch and the Shrimp Shack Shooters. It was the band they were playing in that stupid beach movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, I fucking love it. I love Steve Zahn.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump, too. That was a pretty memorable soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the score to that. Like
The score, too. Yeah.
It's catchy.
It's very memorable. It's just There's good piano, dude. It's just simple.
You talk about, like, it's in the eras, like, 60s and 70s and 80s, so it pulls all, like, the classic rock.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny, too. I was watching, I'll go into this in Weekend Geek, but I was watching a Tarantino movie, and it doesn't have much in the ways of music besides, like, a music soundtrack, like, here are songs. It doesn't have, like, a score.
Yeah.
So, and I can't really think of many Tarantino movies that have, like, memorable scores, but they definitely have music.
They have, he picks good music.
Oh, yeah. He handpicks everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So,
well, yeah, he picks it for the mood of that scene.
Yes.
Yeah, which is awesome. Like, the beginning of Jackie Brown, like, holy fuck shit, yeah, man. Dude. It's awesome. So,
yeah. Well, dude, Reservoir Dogs, dude, the whole, with the dancing and, like, with the razor blade, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a fucking sick scene, dude.
Jack Scagnetti and Patrolman Nash or whatever. Yeah.
Well, you want to jump into Weekend Geek? Are we done with the songs there?
We've only been recording for like 5 minutes, dude.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
What about Kevin Smith movies? Good music in that? Maybe Dogma? But
not really.
Nah. No?
Nothing memorable. Nothing memorable that makes me go, man, that was...
Not a lot of Morissette fair.
Nah, dude, I mean...
Triple X, dude? The fucking Rammstein and shit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's something. I saw those guys live, and this guy's wearing like this metal codpiece, and he takes like a sander, like a flywheel or something like that, and he goes.
And he
actually talking about like major soundtrack scores. You're fucking wearing a T-shirt for one, bro.
Oh yeah.
Just fucking look at your shirt.
Fuck. Anything John Carpenter ever did. Yeah.
Well, Halloween's just memorable, dude. With that.
Mm-hmm. Who's the composer that did The Thing that just passed away? Yeah,
that thing from that thought.
No, he was like a really really thing? Good composer. I forget. My friend Patrick would know, but Halloween, man, John Carpenter can do it all.
Yeah,
it was great. The whole Halloween and he did pretty much everything. I think there's only like a very few that he hasn't done. He did Escape from New York.
Yeah,
right. So
yeah,
that's a good call. Good call on John Carpenter.
Yeah, well, I don't know how we missed that. Shirt,
I just looked over and I'm thinking like, well, we fucking memorable songs.
I mean, it's memorable for the.
You just did The Exorcist too. I was just thinking.
Yeah.
Well, Exorcist it's memorable for like that part of it, but like as a whole, you know what I'm talking about.
I mean, if you're talking like major epic, like everything's just fucking over the top, like awesome. No, because it's just the one song.
It's just the one, and they kind of grind it in. It's catchy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why it didn't pop out in my mind.
You know what I was just thinking? That was probably one that'll hit you. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the first movie.
Yeah.
You could listen to, like, the whole thing, and you're like, oh, I know what fucking movie this is.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. Every time I fucking hear that, dude, that opening, it's just so fucking catchy, dude.
I love the rap at the end, too, and it's like, I was a kid growing up, it's like, I did not really like rap music, so it's like, the only time I would ever rap was when I'd be like, on the half shell, there the hero is full, who could ask for more? And it's like, oh, I must have looked like such
a dude,
turd.
And that leads into fucking 2 with Vanilla Ice, dude. Go Ninja,
and
go.
Talking about those 80s movies, dude, you're leaving off probably one of the... Goonies didn't have a memorable soundtrack at all. Ghostbusters, bro.
Ghostbusters.
Cyndi Lauper begs to differ.
The song for sure, dude. Yeah, I mean, what's Goonies are good enough, or what's it called? Yeah.
But it's nothing I remember.
Good enough for you. Good enough for me.
Yeah, see, it took him a while to even remember, so that's not memorable.
It's
so
memorable.
What are you thinking?
Ghostbusters, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
When there's something strange in your neighborhood.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. He-Man.
I think I was that kid. It's like, I want He-Man. Going back to people who don't age, Ray Parker Jr. does not age. If you've seen him on Instagram or something like that, you're like, how the hell did you stay looking like you did in the 80s? It's crazy. So
that's funny.
This is best...
Good drugs, I guess. Good drugs. I didn't take that bad cocaine. I took the good shit.
The pure shit.
Never paid for it. Not once. That movie should have had better music, I suppose.
But I guess we should say Dewey Cox.
Yeah.
I think I do want to try the cocaine.
This is for the little people.
And the Sherpas.
No. All right. Here's a list of movie soundtracks we can go through.
Well, he was talking about scores. So obviously, well, Brokeback
Mountain. Scores, but like,
yeah, we kind of just took the question and made it our own thing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So
let's see, High Fidelity,
but great fucking soundtrack.
Good soundtrack, yeah.
The Shining. Yeah,
you know,
it
doesn't pop to, but it's a pop to me.
No, I say no.
Waiting to Exhale.
I don't think we're that right demographic. I mean, I'm not a middle-aged woman. So,
are you a woman? Black Panther.
Yeah, that was a popular one. Yeah.
American Graffiti.
Yeah, yeah, I buy that.
If we were 65, we would probably
yeah,
get
be like, hey, let's get our hot rods on.
Wait, fuck, ad. Get the fuck off. No thanks.
Just buy the Blue Chew. Come on.
I don't want to buy the Oh, I know. Justin loves this movie. Brown Sugar.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a
is that a Taye Diggs movie? Okay. All right. Yeah. He knew it. I worked at Blockbuster.
This guy's fucking, he's like, I don't know what that is. It's Taye Diggs, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I can think of.
A lot of these movies I never even fucking heard of.
It's not like Baby Boy. I fucking love that movie.
That actually is a good movie.
I love that movie.
Baby Boy was actually a good movie.
I've seen that movie like 100 times. I don't even care.
I like The Wood, too.
Yeah. The Wood's pretty good.
Yeah. Eternal Sunshine.
Is it Morris Chestnut in that?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I was thinking of that earlier, and then I was just like, is that just a bunch of eclectic songs or something? Because I don't know.
Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2. That's a Tarantino movie.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would go with any Tarantino movie with a good soundtrack. Except for maybe Hateful Eight.
Clueless?
I remember that soundtrack. Is it all like Letters to Cleo and bullshit?
Let's see. It's got Cracker, Luscious yep. Jackson, Radiohead, World it. Party, Beastie Boys, Lightning Seeds, Counting Crows, Mighty Mighty Boss
Jeez,
Towns.
Dude.
Is that the Boss
Cleo,
Towns?
Cleo, Jill Sobel, The Muffs, Velocity Girl, Supergrass,
the
and Smoking
Muffs.
Popes.
Yeah, so it has like 7 bands that never did anything other than that soundtrack. Yeah, the Smoking Popes, huh?
Nice. Yeah. Or if they're from Chicago, man, they're pretty popular in Chicago. Right.
What about Dazed and Confused?
That's a good one. Right
that
there.
Is a really good one. That's a good movie, too.
All right.
The Graduate?
No, because it has one good song, Mrs. Robinson. and actually, the cover of that song is way better.
Good Will Hunting?
No. I'm not even, no hesitation on that. I am not giving that like for what? What music was memorable in that? I jicked off in my catcher's mitt.
Boop 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 boop.
Yeah, you like them apples.
Yeah.
The Crow is on there. We already talked
yeah,
about
the Crow
that
is
one.
Great.
That was a great one.
Nine Inch Nails on that. Yeah.
Pretty in Pink.
That was popular.
I got a
time.
Good movie, dude.
Oh, dude, Goodfellas.
It's a good soundtrack. I got a good movie. Seven, dude.
Yeah.
Great fucking soundtrack, dude. For that.
Oh, but, good music in 12 Monkeys.
Yeah.
That man.
The Life Aquatic of Steve.
Yes. Fantastic fucking soundtrack in that. It's all David Bowie in Portuguese.
Oh, shit. This was a good one. I remember. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes. Yeah.
That was a good one.
That's some good music on that one. Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. Let's see. Going through.
Is that one of those country music songs that you sing?
Bid farewell to constant sorrow. See, I can do
constant
it.
Sorrow.
Are we done talking about music?
No. Boogie Nights, bro.
How come Cocoon wasn't mentioned?
Cocoon.
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, definitely.
I should have tried some of that Cocoon.
Friday?
Got that Coon money? Cocoon money?
Cocoon money.
Yeah. We'll wrap it up here. I'm getting there. Pulp Fiction.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Rushmore?
Nope.
Yeah. No, Rushmore does have some good stuff in it.
Lost in Translation?
I'm guessing you're not a big Wes Anderson guy, though, right?
I'm a big... I
Are
like,
you really?
Yeah, I am, but it's more for the visuals.
I can see that.
Do the Right Thing.
Yeah,
that was actually a good soundtrack.
I think that was, yeah.
Spike Lee. Dude, you don't remember that, dude?
Do the Right Thing?
Yeah, where he's got the brass knuckles, Love, Hate.
Mm-mm.
You don't remember that?
That might be a good one to go back and watch, because that was a pretty good one.
Mm.
Danny Aiello.
Yeah. 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I'm going to say no. I mean, yes, you recognize the music on it, but it's literally just a collection of classical music and all that.
Requiem for a Dream?
Maybe, actually. That's
a better Kubrick.
Yeah.
Trainspotting?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Purple Rain.
Yes. No. Oh, my God, yes.
Just because it's fucking Prince, dude.
I love Prince. I fucking love Prince.
You love Prince.
And the number one on this list, Superfly.
What? No. I prefer Dolemite.
Basically, the classic porn music.
Yeah. You guys remember when we watched Dolemite? That was awesome.
That was awesome. We were supposed to watch something
else,
and we never did.
Was that last year? So.
That was... That was this year.
Was that November? I don't remember.
Actually, yeah, I think it was around November.
I think it was last year. Yeah.
It's almost November again.
I know, shit.
What the fuck?
We got to watch Dolomite again.
Yeah, dude. We got locked in for half the year, so it fucking disappeared.
I know, dude.
Dolomovember.
I want to talk about, did you watch this trailer, this You Cannot Kill David Arquette for the wrestling movie?
You know, I sent it to you. I didn't watch it.
Watch that shit, dude.
So talk about it. What's up?
Dude, it's basically...
It's documentary, like a, right?
Doc of him wanting to prove he's not a jackass for going into WCW and winning the belt just like offhand like he did.
Okay.
You know how he came in and he won the heavyweight?
Yes.
Because he was doing that wrestling movie?
For Ready to Rumble.
Yeah, so he came in, they let him win the belt, and everyone was making fun of him, and like wrestlers were just like dogging him. So he actually is busting his ass, and he's taking these ECW-style matches, and he's fucking bleeding. He's getting his ass kicked. He's working out.
Wow. And he's going to be in the new Scream.
And it's awesome, dude. Watch that trailer. And it's
play, can you play the trailer on the so people can hear it?
I mean, it's, you need
you
to
lose a lot.
You
okay.
need to see
it's
it.
A visual. You can't you be like, here, it. Watch
so
this
So if you want to watch it, just go to YouTube and search. Well,
I'll just look at the post.
We'll post it on Facebook.
Yeah, it's already it. Yeah. You Cannot Kill David Arquette, trailer number one, 2020. It's fucking awesome and phenomenal, dude.
I'll check it out.
It's like, I want to go. I want to see this movie.
Oh, definitely.
You know, it just looks awesome. He's like, here's this one part of it, scene of him, and he's like this bleeding out of his head, and they have to rush him out and shit, like on a stretcher. He's taking these bumps, dude.
I imagine this was you, but so we follow New Jack, which scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, it's
dude. Holy crap. Every time I see like Logan Paul post something, and then and then New Jack is like, I'll kill that motherfucker. Yeah. And I'm like, it's New Jack.
I love New Jack.
He's on my phone.
New Jack is awesome.
New
man.
Jack is the most frightening wrestler who has ever lived. And if you don't believe it, it's because he has, like, what, 5 confirmed homicides that he got away with?
No, dude. Nothing like that.
I believe it. Absolutely.
Nothing like that. He did try to kill somebody in the ring.
I believe it.
He, like
Tony DeVito or something?
No, it was some, like, jobber dude that came in, and he was like, hey, don't go easy on me. This kind of a jobber. And, like, he, like, cut his fucking forehead open with, like, a fork. He, like, stabbed him, and he literally, like, the dude almost died.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then he threw a dude off scaffolding, and he was trying to kill him. Because a couple, like, a year.
Was that super crazy?
I don't know who that was, but a year before that happened, he, like, literally, they fell off the scaffolding together, and he landed on New Jack and, like, injured his neck where he, like, couldn't, like, move it.
Yeah, New Jack.
So he was
fucking no joke, man.
The next year, he tried to throw this guy off a scaffolding match, and he barely nicked the scaffolding, or he would have just went 50 foot just to the side and died.
Yeah, yeah.
Insane,
that's,
dude.
That's why he's frightening. Absolutely.
Dude, did you watch that new...
I haven't seen any of these, but...
they're good, dude.
I want to check them out. I mean, I remember him way back from Beyond the Mat.
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit.
Dude, Beyond the Mat's awesome, man.
That poor, like, pulled the veil off of everything.
What what are those new docs called?
Something in the ring, you know,
behind the ring, or
yeah,
dark side of the ring.
Dark side of the ring, yeah.
Yeah, watch those. I mean, the New Jack one is intense, dude.
Gonna go ahead and grab one of these books over here while you guys talk wrestling.
Oh, sorry, were you looking at Bumble? Oh, you were. you dingus.
No, actually, I was not. I was looking at something I wanted to bring to get your opinion on.
Nice.
What?
Of all people. All
right, fine. What is it?
Well, are you ladies talking about wrestling?
No, we're done. I just wanted to bring up that trailer.
I wanted to talk about Zack Snyder's new Steppenwolf.
Oh yeah, they changed the way he looks, right?
Yeah, I wanted to see how you felt about that. Since you're the all-knowing comic guy on the show,
I don't care.
Like, I
mean,
don't give a shit.
Does that sound bad? I mean,
I'm not gonna
look.
Looking at the design, he looks a lot better.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, does it look like it was supposed to ever? No.
No.
The character itself was an analog for someone else, and it's like, oh, he's super powerful. He's not. You know, so it's like, okay, I don't care. You know? I care! You know? I'm Scrooged. But, I mean, I'm kind of pissed off at DC as it is, but, you know, otherwise it's like, I'll see the Snyder Cut, and, you know, good. Anything that they can do to make that a more coherent film, I like. And the funny thing about it is, like, my favorite parts of that movie are the parts with Cyborg in them. Like, I like Cyborg and like, Wonder Woman and all that.
I like Wonder Woman a lot. I didn't like Cyborg.
I thought that he was good.
He was okay. I think it was
never
just a design.
Him. Like, you never got to see Cyborg before as, like, a live person and all that. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it.
I just like, you know, I like Batfleck, and I like, you know.
I like The Flash. I like Aquaman. Flash was I liked cool. Wonder Woman. Yeah. Cyborg, you know, I was a little meh.
Yeah, I don't hate the movie by any sense of the word. It's just, is it a good movie? I'm like, I would probably rather watch X-Men Apocalypse. So yeah.
I hate all the X-Men movies. I love not
the,
good.
The first two, I think, are the best.
Really?
See, absolutely. I love the road cut too of Days of Future Past. Love that movie.
See, so, I've never been really able to get in the X-Men movies. Like, I own most of them, but I think I've only watched them all once.
Yeah, I think we just watched like my youngest kid favorite is X-Men Origins Wolverine. Probably just because of like when we watched it and all that, and they're really big fans of the Sabretooth.
Ryan Reynolds' first original Deadpool.
You know, you know, she likes that, but it's really like loves the Sabretooth performance.
They're
I can't
big
falter.
Fans of like the full frontal nudity of Hugh
yeah,
Jackman.
Yeah, they show his ass. I think.
No,
in,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
In the other one, in Days of Future Past.
They like the butt shots.
But we watched Days of Future Past, and they had us. Like, they were so young, they're like, we need to turn this off. We can't finish
what?
This. They just killed all the X-Men, Dad. We can't. I'm like, oh, okay, sorry.
Jeez,
you know?
Dude.
It was, like, too intense for them in the beginning. So
how do you
like,
feel about Shia LaBeouf joining X-Men?
I think it's great. I think he should.
What character?
Iceman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm like, fuck. I'm like, make him every character. I don't care. Yeah. Make it like the clumps. You know?
Yeah, dude, I would watch that.
That would be fucking amazing.
Dude, I would fucking watch the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Dude, he should do an Eddie Murphy-style movie like that.
I agree.
Him as every fucking character. Yep. He could do it.
I'm with it. Absolutely.
Do it.
He probably could.
Dude, just do it. Do it.
Yeah, I'm with that. So, and that'll lead into my Weekend Geek if we're ready for that. So.
Yeah, jump for it. Go for it.
So Weekend Geek, I watched The Tax Collector with Shia LaBeouf.
Nice.
The movie that you said that he got a full chest tattoo
yes.
for. They don't even show it.
Really?
Do not even show the full chest tattoo and all that.
But they show some of it.
They show him shirtless on the ground, covered in blood. You cannot see shit.
Oh, come on.
No,
dude.
They edited it out completely.
Jesus.
It's hilarious.
I'd be pissed if I was him.
Gotta say, though, decent movie. Like, I enjoyed it. I ended up buying it for like $14.99 digital. And I'm like, I will watch this movie again.
Send
well,
that good, shit over.
I saw it was getting bad reviews, actually.
Fuck that, dude. It's
you
fucking
know what?
Haters,
I mean,
dude.
You remember seeing Rambo, right?
Yeah.
So imagine if it was like Rambo. But instead of being, like, old and lame, you know, and, like, laying traps and shit like that,
yeah.
It's like, okay, this guy's going to have a crazy character like Shia LaBeouf, who's, like, one of those crazy guys that's like, oh, this is my crazy kill guy named Creeper. Yeah. You know, it's like that. And the whole premise, like, George Lopez is in it, too. The whole premise is,
well,
like,
I might
oh,
not like it, then. I don't like George Lopez.
I hate George Lopez.
Well, he's not in it long.
I hate George Lopez just from meeting him in person. It's
you
not
did
that
say
it's
that,
acting.
Yeah.
I just don't like him as a person from meeting him.
Well,
and the fact he took like one of his wife's kidneys and like divorced her or some
yeah.
shit, or
I'm not sure that's exactly how it happened, but okay,
something like that.
No, dude, that's really what happened.
No,
like,
I know. Yeah, I'm just saying, there's got to be more to it. So
well,
I'm sure she got some money.
Pretty
so.
Much.
Oh, I'm sure she did get some money.
Besides
but.
George Lopez,
he's a piece of shit.
Besides that,
okay,
it's pretty good.
Does George Lopez die?
Yes.
Okay,
nice.
Then the movie's
like,
worth it.
Terribly. Oh,
okay.
Hopefully he gets
yeah.
stabbed in a kidney.
Now,
worse.
Now you drew me back in. I
yeah.
want to watch it again.
Yeah,
I'll watch.
They,
I'll
they
watch
fuck
it.
Him up big time. Cool. So, so basically the tax collector is, okay, all the gangs in L.A. have to pay taxes, like 10% to, like, this big gangster. So, and these guys are the tax collectors who go around and collect it. I'm like, cool. I enjoyed it. It was interesting. Different types of characters than you normally see. They didn't go with, like, oh, this is, like, oh, this Mexican gang and this Mexican gang and this. It's like, no, everything is like, okay, you can tell who is who because they're different. It's mm-hmm. not like, oh, just like this bland whatever. So I thought it was cool.
So like not big stereotypes.
I think that they don't go into like where you just get lost and everybody's kind of like, oh, we're the good guys, we're the bad guys,
sure.
we all look the same.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not like that. It's like there's like a distinction between there's this because these guys practice Santeria and these guys don't. So
okay.
it's like, oh,
they ain't got no
okay.
crystal ball.
Yeah, no.
They had $1 million, but they spent it all?
All of it.
Nice.
All of it. So that's called a setup for you to knock down. So, but yeah, so it was like that. I liked it. And so then I also watched Natural Born Killers since we
yes.
were talking about it. So here's the thing about that movie.
It's a good movie.
Oliver Stone directing something Quentin Tarantino really should have directed.
Yes.
The cool thing about it. The parts that I forgot were everything with Robert Downey Jr. That is
excellent.
Some crazy shit.
Excellent.
Like, and then he's like, oh, we're stuck.
Dude.
We're stuck in the prison trying to get out.
But he, dude, I saw an interview with him, and he was on coke.
Yeah.
Coked out of his mind
you
when
could
he did
tell,
that
dude.
Role.
Yeah.
But
how about
good.
That mullet?
awesome.
Oh my
dude.
God.
He was playing like Geraldo Rivera, dude. Yeah. You know?
So, and the funny thing about it, good performance from like so many people.
Rodney
Tommy Lee Jones, amazingly over the top. Yeah. Holy shit.
That's like Two-Face. Total, like, not like his fucking character. Dude,
he played Two-Face
out
in
of the no kind of.
He's like, I'm gonna end you today, and he's
and with the
jumping
key,
around.
Oh,
his hair
and then
is
did you see that one part when they actually
grabs a nose?
Well, yeah. he actually has his head on a stick. They cut his head off.
Oh,
it
no,
might be in like the outtakes or something.
That might
the,
be. I didn't
there's
get
like
that
a Tommy
far.
Lee Jones head on a stick, and you see him all like fucking.
I didn't get that from just watching the regular part. But
watch the director's cut.
Stephen Wright was in it and all that. I'm like, dude, this looks like a fucking Tarantino film and all that. The animation I completely forgot about, and I'm like, this is cool, but they're reusing it. Some parts of the movie are kind of lazy. Like there's like the gunfight where they're in the like they got bit by the snakes and all that, and then they go into there. I'm like, okay, they could have done a little bit better job on this. You know, so it's like some things hold up, some things don't. I think it's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a
you
weird
know,
movie, man.
It's one of those things that's like if you haven't seen it, there's like some really good performances and Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. There's,
I love
there's
when
good
he,
stuff.
I love that scene when he's sitting watching the wrestling. He's like, oh, all these fucking faggots are wrestling around, hugging each other.
And the woman from Ferris Bueller, they think he's a righteous dude.
Yeah.
She was the mom. So, yes, Kevin,
dude.
You're free.
Dude.
Again, not a good soundtrack, but it's like the stuff that they have in there when it's like you're talking about like heavy stuff like hardcore child abuse.
Yeah.
And then they have like it looks like the Married with Children house.
Yeah.
And they've got like the laugh track and
yes,
all that.
Yes, dude.
That's some heavy hitting
shit.
Dude,
for the longest time, that was my favorite movie, man.
That's I could see why that would be your favorite movie. I think that I've seen better since.
Oh, yeah, for
and,
sure.
And I don't like the directing as much as, like, I wish Tarantino had directed
it.
I
heard an interview with Oliver Stone. He said he directed most of that movie when he was high on mushrooms.
No, that's fair.
So
okay.
Understandable.
And then you know that scene when they're driving?
Yeah.
And they're taking
they're doing
the mushrooms?
The mushrooms?
That's literally, that happened to Oliver Stone when he was, like, directing that movie, and that's why he put it in the movie.
Yeah, and there's like some scenes that it's like, oh, this went on too long, like with the bridge where they're like throwing shit off.
I liked it, dude.
Like,
yeah. I mean, it's a long movie.
It is, yeah.
And like 3 hours long or something, or
maybe like two and then
yeah, something like that.
But,
yeah, it's crazy long.
Yeah, that was a fun watch, and we got episode 3 out of Epic Tales from the Sewers.
Nice.
So that's good. We're now in Sweden, Ireland, and Australia, Mike.
Nice, Mike.
So, nice, Mike.
That's fucking that. Nice, Mike.
What does they say down there? Sweet.
Sweet.
They say fucking great, Mike.
Crikey.
I don't even know what this shell shit is, but I'm just listening, Mike.
Shell.
I like turtles down here, bud.
Hey, a fucking big turtles?
I like turtles. Oh, fucking crikey. I thought you were talking about, like, real turtles.
Fucking real turtles, like a riding monster turtle.
Oh,
I didn't know you were fucking talking about cartoon turtles. I thought you were talking about real turtles.
We could talk about any turtles you want.
I got a turtle head poking out right now.
Hey, look, it's Australian fucking Jimmy from, stab you in the fucking neck. Stab you in the fucking neck with my goddamn fucking thing. I'm gonna stab you, Mike. I'll fucking break your head with a goddamn.
I feel like that's the guy that was hanging out with Crocodile Dundee. He's like, what's that? It's a donk. What's a donk? I'm a donk.
I gotta watch Crocodile Dundee this week.
We should watch that.
That would be a good
for next week.
That's a good one.
Let's watch Crocodile Dundee for next
is it
week.
Free
he's
anywhere?
In the subway and he's like stepping on people's heads.
Let's go and whatever one's free. If one, two, or
yeah,
whatever,
okay.
We'll just fucking find one.
All right.
Figure it out.
Or there's the Walmart out there. We go and get the $5 bin. They have all three of them.
Then I got to put a mask on and go to the store. And I ain't fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you deflated
your fucking ass pillow just died.
I am fat.
All right.
Hopefully it comes back, dude.
Are you continuing with your Weekend Geek? Or are you handing the torch off?
I was just thinking, I saw this post about what the greatest trophy in all of television history was, and it was a picture of the aggro crag from Guts.
Huh.
I was just thinking, I want to win that one day.
I would say it's the trophy from the league.
The nutsack trophy?
Yeah.
Nutsack.
All right, so I guess my Weekend Geek now?
Your Weekend Geek
now. All right, my Weekend Geek now. All right, we're handing it off. We're going here. We're going there. I signed up for HBO Max, so I...
So you watched that movie.
I watched The American Pickle with Seth Rogen. And it wasn't a horrible movie. It wasn't amazing. It's not like I'm writing home about it.
Was it self-indulgent? It seemed like it was.
Is that one where he plays his twin or something?
His
great-great-grandfather falls into a vat of pickles after he's chased by... Well, I won't ruin it, but I guess... I don't know. Do you want me to ruin it? Fucking spoiler alert.
I'm not going to watch
it. Fast forward like 15 seconds if you don't want to know. So his job, he's like, I come to America, I kill rat. It's good job. So yeah, he's like killing all these rats at this pickle factory, and all the rats gang up on him, and he falls in a vat of pickles. As soon as like he lands in there, they're like, all right, we're closing it up. And they fucking just shut it all down. Dude. And then they, you know, fast forward to the future, and like they find him, and he's got a, you know, great grandson, whatever. And yeah, but yeah, it's not a horrible movie. It's kind of funny.
It looked like The Cobbler. I did like The Cobbler, but it looked...
No, The Cobbler's completely different.
Okay.
It's not a horror... It's worth a watch.
Okay. Wow, so you realize this is the first time you and I both saw new movies this week?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's been a while.
Wow.
It's been a while.
Dude, AMC is... I got the email, AMC A-List. They're opening back up, man. They're giving us $10 gifts.
Good. Yeah. Buy some fucking nachos
they're
and
they're like, here's
drink.
$10 gift, and we're also upping your fucking monthly charge by $10.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
because I heard they're gonna start charging for cleaning fees.
Yeah. Why don't we just clean ourselves? You know,
nah.
We're the last people in there all the time.
Yeah,
we were the only people in there
Then maybe we'll just be. I'm not gonna pay for all that.
I'm totally with you.
Yeah, we'll just be doing once a month.
Pirate. All right.
So, and I watched a lot of movies. I hit the HBO Max hard.
Fucking
this week.
A, man.
So I watched The Change Up.
Woo!
That was a great one. That's with
that one.
Ryan Reynolds and
Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they
had to pee in a fountain.
Yeah, they pee in the fountain and they switch bodies. That was a pretty good one. I like that one.
Yeah, it had some good gags.
I started watching Motherless Brooklyn with Bruce Willis and damn it, what's his name?
Is there nudity in that movie?
No.
Then I'm not watching.
Edward Norton, Bruce Willis, Alec Baldwin, William Dafoe. It's got a huge cast, but I'm not gonna lie, I got bored with it.
Yeah. You kind of bored me with the title.
Yeah. Like Edward Norton like plays like this guy that's got like Tourette's and stuff. It's fucking just not great. I watched one of Justin's favorites, The Frighteners.
Yes.
The Frighteners.
That's a great
fucking
movie.
I love that movie.
I texted him when I was watching it too.
He did.
I'm watching your favorite movie, bro.
And in my heart, I knew what it was, but
Debbie
I'm
Does
like,
Dallas?
It
Debbie
could
does,
be.
Debbie Does Dallas? No, The Frighteners. Oh.
You're like, oh, that.
That one.
I'm like, I wish I was watching that right now.
And then I watched What's Your Number with Anna Faris and Chris Evans.
Chris
it's actually
Evans.
A pretty good movie. I forgot
funny,
about
dude.
That one.
Did they just stop making rom-coms?
Yeah.
I think they just stopped making them.
Like, but that was a good one. Like Chris Evans was like pretty good in that one.
Yeah, he was good. He
Anna
was
Faris
good,
wasn't bad, but Chris Evans was pretty good.
Yep. I agree.
Pre-Captain America, huh?
Yeah, that was
right
totally.
Around, yeah.
That was either right around Captain America or pre-Cap. When did that? What year did that come out? Let me see.
Oh, 09, I think he did. Mm. No, not 09.
That's
got to
be like early 2000s, dude.
It's early 2000s.
Yeah.
2006.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't say in here.
Fuck you.
It was pre-internet.
Oh, wait, no, 2011.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
Then that could be pre-Captain America, then.
Wow. Yeah, that's pre-Captain America.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
But no, actually, yeah. What's Your Number is not bad for a rom-com movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, she was upset because she was a whore.
Yeah,
because
she was a whore that slept with 19 guys. And, I mean, come on. Joel McHale plays, like, the boss that, like, keeps smelling his fingers all the time.
I can't keep track of all his creepy movie performances because he's that guy.
Joel McHale, yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, yeah. Why are you always the creepy guy?
Well, he is always the creepy
guy. I just like to see where they're like, because he's like the boss in the beginning. And they're like, you think he's thinking or smelling his fingers? Like, he's just sitting there like
is that the one where they go to his house and he has like something encased in glass or something?
No.
And it's like a party at the house and no. It's so many fucking Joel McHale movies where he plays that character.
Yeah.
Like, no. Ugh.
But yeah, no. And this was yeah, Chris Evans was in it too.
Mm-hmm.
Not Chris Evans.
Joel McHale,
but Star-Lord. What the fuck is his name? I can't.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
Yeah, it was like when Chris Pratt and Anna Faris.
Star-Lord.
I liked them in Take Me Home Tonight.
Yeah, but
which
like
probably came out before this.
Chris Pratt plays like a fat fuck in the movie too. Like in the beginning, she was like, "Is that fucking Gross Larry?" Whatever. it has a flashback, and him and Anna Faris are all fat. And like
he fucking got ripped for fucking this Marvel.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Fucking A, dude.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Parks and Rec. He was a chub, dude.
Yeah. I did forget. I watched the original Guardians of the Galaxy this week too.
That's
so I'm
movie.
Like, yeah, that was fun. The kids wanted to watch it, and I was like, yeah, let's do this.
Darn kids.
And then I watched
good soundtrack on that one too. Fuck.
Sorry.
I watched all the Transformer movies pretty much.
Yeah. You watched them all in an hour?
Pretty much. I was kind of like, there's Megan Fox. Yeah, I'm done.
It's funny you said that because I just realized I watched that Netflix series, The War for Cybertron. Do you guys check that out yet?
No,
I have
good.
Not.
Nope.
You might like it.
Yeah.
If you like Transformers.
If you like pina coladas and dancing.
Yeah, getting
in
the,
if you like pina coladas.
All the voices are really weird though. So you hear it, and he's like, "I'm almost Optimus Prime."
I probably wouldn't like it.
What? Then. Okay, but.
I am Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime?
Optimus Prime.
Welcome, come again. Let's roll.
Let's roll.
Optimus Prime. Can we?
Thank you for coming. I will save your country. Thank
Megatron,
you very much.
See you in hell. I miss Apu.
I need $1 spark.
No.
The art spark. You have to get me in the art spark.
Oh, you have the art spark? We make a good deal. Come on, we make a good deal because we are buddies.
That's not a poo. That's the guy from friggin' Encino Man. No, he's the juice. No, he's the juice.
No, he's the art spark, man.
That guy went on and he was like the chieftain in the Mummy movies.
I'm from Cyberjump, buddy.
Buddy. Don't know Weez in the Ospark, buddy.
Quiet down, wild weasel.
I'm gonna transform back.
I'm gonna transform into a weasel, buddy.
Coming up next on Beast Wars.
I'm gonna.
Buddy.
I come from the planet of Crawl.
Buddy. I like tequila, buddy.
That would be his. That would totally be his transform
that's
sound.
That's how good. I always got home, buddy.
That would be his transform sound, too.
Yeah. Oh.
It sounds like a little rat's jacking off, dude.
Well, it is. It's a weasel jacking off.
I'm now a truck, buddy.
You can't see me because I'm a truck, buddy. Vroom, vroom.
I'm a hatchback because I'm fun. Business in the front, party in the back.
Oh, he's El Camino, buddy.
Yeah, he's something. Oh, he's a VW bus.
Should we just rewrite superhero movies with really bad recasting?
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yes.
No, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
Yes.
Let's do that for next week, dude.
He could be Loki.
Oh, he could be. Dude, Pauly Shore would be a good Loki. Oh, God. That's a good recast.
You loved him best, Dad.
No, dude, he'd be recast as John Wick. You killed my dog, buddy.
No.
Oh, God.
Don't even besmirch it.
You took me out of retirement.
Buddy. No one fucks with the weasel, buddy. You get the juice.
You imagine
buddy.
That
the fucking pencil.
Yeah, the Russian guy is like, "You have woken the weasel."
The weasel. The boogeyman.
The fucking weasel man.
You work in Pauly? Yeah, I guess I am back.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
I like it, dude. I like it.
His new movie looks really funny, though, I gotta say. Yeah.
I'm here to check into the hotel, buddy.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, Mr. Weasel. The manager is looking to see you.
Hello, Mr. Weasel. How are you?
Call me the Weez.
Do we have a problem here, Mr. Weasel? I'm going to give you a head start. God. You've fallen down already.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Pauly Shore stars in everything. Oh, man. That was fucked up.
I didn't kill my wife, buddy.
I don't care.
Oh, God, dude. Oh, my God, dude.
Is Tommy Lee Jones still doing stuff?
No.
No, he retired?
Yeah, I think he's done. Nobody likes to work with him anymore. So.
Harrison Ford or Tommy Lee Jones?
Harrison Ford still does shit, both. But Tommy Lee Jones doesn't do anything.
Yeah, there's still milk to get out of Star Wars something, so there'll still be some Harrison Ford stuff.
Dude, he died, and the last thing you see of him is a flashback, dude.
Yeah,
because he
was still
back,
in the movie.
Dude, he ain't coming back for any more Star Wars.
I ain't asking him to come back.
Unless it's a pre.
You got to use the Force, buddy.
Dude, Pauly Shore.
Like that even less.
Luke Skywalker.
I'm Kylo Weasel.
Oh, God, dude. That's no.
No, it would be Chewbacca going, ooh, buddy.
Yeah, I'm the weasel, buddy.
We can't understand what Chewie's saying.
Yeah, you can, buddy.
Actually, he'd be the Mandalorian, probably.
No.
This is the web, buddy.
No, he would be fucking Chewbacca, but he would sound just like Groot. Everything would be like, "Weez the juice. Weez. Weez. Weez the juice. Weez. Weez the juice. Weez the juice."
We're going to have to watch Son-in-Law now.
Oh, fuck. That's a good
movie. What's your name? Crap? No, Kroll. Okay. You got the fucking Pepperidge Farm guy as your grandfather.
Jesus, dude.
That guy reminds me of Sam Kennison, too, sometimes when he talks. He's like, "What's your fucking problem, kid?"
So, dude, if my Weekend Geek, I fucking was on that Brockmire kick.
Oh, yeah.
Hank Azaria.
Brockmire, nice. Dude, that's a great show.
Fuck, dude. That is such a great show, man.
It's a strike, and my wife is a dirty, dirty whore.
Dude, like, I know one of you were telling me about it, and I'm like,
I think it was me,
fuck that show. And then, like, I finally watched it. And
dude,
I'm
that
like,
show's fucking hilarious.
It's addicting, dude. I can't get enough of it.
Like,
man.
Dude, that show's fucking amazing.
It's like Kenny Powers.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. If Kenny Powers retired and became an
announcer.
Yeah,
dude, it's totally what it is.
Because he'd be like, we're going to go do some cocaine.
It's awesome. I love that show, man. But, yeah, I mean, that's not really nerdy, but Justin... In the Epic Shells Facebook group, you hooked me up with that chick who was selling all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he helped with his hookup.
And I did. I made her an offer and all of it, but she didn't accept my offer, but I did end
you
up...
You made her an offer you cannot refuse.
No, she refused.
You want me to talk to her? Maybe I'll loosen up a little bit?
Stab her in the neck.
I'll stab you in
the fucking face if you
She's
don't
She's a woman, so I know she
deal.
Doesn't listen. Wait till she sees what I said about Meryl Streep.
Oh, God, dude. But, you know, I did end up buying a few things off her, but we kind of traded, and I ended up getting a 1989 Raphael Halloween costume.
Oh, no way.
All the parts.
Oh, that's cool.
The shell and the front.
Is that a...
That's not what
that's
that is.
That's a Leo
That's
one.
Part of it.
Yeah.
I have the one upstairs. I'll show it to you. But, dude, this thing's pretty mint, dude.
She made him a trade that he could not refuse, and now he has the fucking turtle.
The death of my son.
No, now we just got to worry about him putting it on while he's down here.
Dude, I can't put it on.
Does it have the weird nose?
No, just the
I had the one with the weird nose.
Yeah. It's not that one. Okay. That was something else.
Okay. Well, that's what this is from, I think.
No, dude. That was a whole other playset. This is the actual Halloween costume.
He's going to stretch it all out, dude. He's going to have it custom made. He's going to be down here sorting his turtles in it.
Dude, on the Geek Life Instagram, that's the photo I did.
That's what that was.
That's
okay.
That costume.
That's awesome.
Same fucking costume.
Yeah. I looked and I'm like, is that me?
That's funny, dude.
Actually, I thought it was you.
It looks like me, as a kid.
And then I traded for a box of 50 unopened packs of turtle cards.
Oh, nice. All
right. Yeah, so it's mainly like the series one, but there's a couple of the movie like cards, like the movie cover. And then there's one series 2-pack in there. And then the last thing I traded was like 16 VHSs.
I just want to...
Oh, wow.
Sorry to cut you off, but out of the corner of my eye caught your Mountain Dew bottle. It totally looks like Route 66 on fire.
Yeah, doesn't it? See.
Well, that's what happened.
I like caught it. I'm like, why is like Route 66 on fire?
It's a dumpster fire.
Yeah, it's the COVID, dude.
Mountain Dew kills COVID.
It does, yeah. I heard.
The COVID claim died.
That's cool. The group is awesome. We just did a giveaway for the most radical member each month, and I gave out this little pixelated light that's like a Leonardo.
So and some Blue Chew.
And Blue Chew, yeah. Because the mask is blue. We got some Blue Chew. Get your turtle head, all that kind of stuff.
Get your turtle head hard.
We've got
Papa Blue Chew.
A contest every month.
You should just name your pills Cowabunga.
So they already did some awesome art, and they're like, oh, hey, add us into the art, something like that. So we already got, some really cool stuff, and we talked to a guy who has, patches and stickers, and it's, Raphael, but if he was drawn like Mario 3.
Nice.
It's fucking sick.
So
I'll give you one when it comes.
Patches O'Houlihan?
It is. He's like,
if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. If you can dodge a turtle, you can dodge a ball. Look out for that blue shell. It knocks you back if you're in first place. Fuck the banana peel.
Yeah, really.
Rainbow Road is a bitch. Fuck Princess Peach.
That was a bit more Dolomite
than
I wanted.
She drives
like
a bitch. Fucking bitch. Meryl Streep.
She drives like Princess Peach. Drives like Meryl Streep. What a bitch.
What a bitch.
Actually, Patches O'Houlihan, young Patches O'Houlihan, was Brockmire.
Poopity pants. Yeah.
Mr. Poopity Pants, the brown wiggle. Tickle the butthole.
Tickle your butthole, buddy.
Oh, my God, dude. All right. And then I think the last thing I did for my fucking... I'm just fucking skipping over that, dude. Cause, no, too much butthole talk.
You don't like it when I give you the whistle?
Not in the butthole, buddy.
Wait, does this come through?
Yeah, it's not. Okay. It sounds like a little rat jacking off.
It does.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that reminds me. I did watch Beer Fest too.
Oh, nice.
And he's jerking off the frog.
Yeah. My God.
My favorite part is when his brother comes back and he's like, "He told me all about you guys.
Yeah,
so you don't need to catch me up."
It's landfill number two.
This is the best.
That was a great cast that I never really realized how many. I like, my grandma's a whore. You have to warm up the sausage. She's like fucking jerking it off.
Jesus, dude.
Thanks, grandma.
But the last thing I did for my weekend geek was I went to two flea markets, and I scored.
It'll be $2 for you to touch it. $3 for me to touch it.
It was, dude, I scored. I paid $80 for like a shit ton of video games.
Oh, nice.
I valued them out after I bought them all for like, it's like 500 and something bucks.
What?
Yeah, dude. So it's
that's
like
awesome.
A stack of like newer PS3 games. All I think those were like $100 in value. Then I got a Nintendo Game Boy Advance SP.
Whoa.
A red one.
Cool.
And like, what's
that's the Donkey Kong one.
And then a Nintendo DS, that $175, $140.
Oh, cool.
A fucking slew of DS games and Game Boy Advance games.
Do you have any turtle stuff?
No turtle stuff this time, but yeah, dude. So I made an epic flea market score, dude.
That's cool.
I have all that shit listed on the eBay page now, man.
Nice.
So it's all fucking hot, dude.
Ready
to run.
Nice job.
So I was super fucking stoked.
What happens
about
when we push recording back a day? You get productive.
No, well that was all listed Monday, so I did it. That was when I buy the video game stuff, I like to get it out there because the prices all fluctuate.
Yeah.
And all that shit's hot right now, so I gotta get it out.
Yeah, I was in one of those traded resale places that we have disc replay.
They don't pay shit.
Well, that's the whole thing. This kid goes in, he's like, yeah, how much for Bomberman 2 on this system? And like, the kid lost his shit because he's like, I got to call my manager. And he's like, this thing's going on eBay for $250 to $500, sir. And he's like, $100. And I'm like, what? I was just standing behind the guy,
so
and I'm
he
like,
paid
don't
him
take that.
He paid him 100?
No, I said to the guy, I'd be like, you're fucking crazy if you take that from these people. And he just, like, kind of laughed and went out. Like, he just wanted to, like, jerk him off and, you know.
What
like,
was it? Bomberman for
NES? Yeah, it was, like, Bomberman 2 for like, N64 or some shit or something. So it was, like a super rare game.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? So you just wanted to come in and brag that you had the game? So it's like, yeah.
That's weird, dude.
It was a little weird, but I told the guy, I'm like, dude, don't fucking take that.
I got into an argument too with somebody online about like
nice. We haven't had one of these in a while.
Oh, dude, it's not about buying stuff, dude. But it was like about paying. Like it was an argument with like other sellers on what's the appropriate way to like buy stuff from people.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him you always got to start out, and you always have to tell them, hey, you're not gonna get full price here. If you want full price, just sell it yourself, and then you can wait and then get it. I'm giving you right now money.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be like a quarter to a third of what the actual value is.
Because that's how you can make your nut.
Because I'm sitting on all this shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, oh, you can't tell people that. I'm like, yeah, you can. You have to be honest with people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know? So someone called me out because I told someone what was in the BAM box that I got. And they're like, oh, we don't do it. We want to keep it a surprise. I'm like, fuck you. I'm like, there's no law that says I can't tell people what was in my fucking loot box.
Nice.
Fuck off.
I have a that's the YouTube series we have. We open up a fucking
literally.
Wrestling crate, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, this
it's
is
like,
great.
Don't watch it if you don't want to
fucking hear. Turn it off and I'll fucking stab you in the fucking face.
Pretty
exactly.
Much,
I couldn't have said it better myself.
But you know, we were talking about like values, and I was saying, you know, anything under like 500, I'll offer you like a third of it of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, anything over 500, you get closer to like that half mark.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, just because it's more money, you know?
But how much to clip my toenails in a bathtub Pepto-Bismol?
Pepto-Bismol.
Well, if you're buying the Pepto-Bismol, I'd say $30.
That's a lot of Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, she got to stand up, dude.
Yeah,
you got to stand up for the last
time. He's got flat ass.
Rushing this thing.
Jesus, dude. What do you get? We fixing on some bricks?
I guess.
Jesus Christ.
The
dude.
COVID, he gained the COVID-15, so he popped the
So
pillows.
You know, I actually weighed myself, and I weighed 243 at the start of everything, right? I weighed myself 2 days ago, 242.6.
Nice. So you lost 0.5 fucking pounds.
So the girlfriend stopped feeding you.
Yeah. He's just jacking
that's
off.
That's how it goes.
He's
how
jacking
many calories?
He's jacking off 30 times a day, dude.
Yeah, gotta keep those sugars in line.
All right, so end with your DC thing, dude.
Okay, so DC Comics is owned by AT&T, owned by Warner Brothers, right? So it's that AT&T has just decided to gut the DC Comics staff by like 175 people got laid off. Now, this is not your artists and your writers and stuff like that. It's like the editors, and it's people on like their collectibles line and all that. So their entire line for DC collectibles gone. Mm-hmm. So what are they going to do? Statues, action figures, all that stuff? Done.
So, so that tells me one thing. They weren't making any money with it anyway.
That is not true, because they are making money on a lot of things, like the comics, the Black series, like where they had, like, you remember the Bat Dong, which was like a thing a couple years ago, right? They're all making money. The comics are making money too.
Well, I'm not saying the comics aren't making, but like they're not making money on the statues.
As a person who works in the corporate world of business, I will say that I can see what they're probably going to do. Right now, they're cutting the staff. They're going to bring them back as contracts, not employees.
What is probably going to happen is they're eliminating a lot of the stuff, and they're trying to bring it into retailers and cut out the entire market.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying they're going to bring them back as contractors because it's cheaper to have you as a contractor than an employee.
I don't know, because they have a lot of stuff like your writers and artists are all contractors, but this is like editors and like people that work like distribution and stuff like that. Yep, so
they'll bring them back as contractors.
Maybe.
So they were.
There's no benefits.
I don't think so, though.
They can cut your hours. They can do whatever.
So that's what that's what they want to do, man.
I think it's more of they're gutting and redoing the entire thing.
I mean, they might be restructuring completely, but I guarantee what they bring back, it'll be a contractor, because that's what companies do. I've worked for companies that did that. They cut you down. They go, okay, we're fucking eliminating this. And then as soon as you're gone for like a week, they're like, okay, we're going to bring you back as a contract now, because I can get you for a quarter of the price now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to work that way. I guess this,
that's how it does, because...
If I was any of those guys that they let go, I'd be like, suck a dick.
Because now when they bring you back as a contractor, it saves the company money because they're not covering your insurance and all that bullshit.
In terms of that, I get what you're saying, but I think it's a restructuring of the business is what's happening.
Oh, yeah. No, so, and I'm saying that they're going to restructure, but they're also – they'll bring them back as contracts.
They're basically taking like – they're going to go like this, and they're going to be like here.
Yeah, so I think they're just eliminating the positions.
That's for sure, dude.
Yeah.
They're narrowing it down. They saw what was it making money, and all the accessories and all the statues and shit. Yeah, they're cool and they might look good, but they weren't making any money.
Well,
from
yeah, because dude, I fucking want that Bane statue, but I ain't spending $1,000 on it.
Exactly. Well, they have another one that came out for like $48, but that's the thing too. This company just cut ties with Diamond Distribution. So what I'm saying here is that if you were looking for something that was going to be coming out, good chances are it's probably not going to come out.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So.
Which will just make it ultra rare collectible.
And then, dude,
it's just not going to exist. So.
That you know of.
And that leads into, dude, I want to talk about NECA and their motherfucking.
Fucking assholes.
Dumbass.
They suck.
Whatever the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
It's like just supply. Just supply enough for the demand, man.
There is no shortage of people out there who want these things. No shortage. You could just continue to run them.
So in the beginning, it was like. To make them exclusive, to get the word out, like, oh my god, they only made like 50 of these. It's a cool company. It's hip. Yeah, you're over that now, dude. You're too big for that.
Yeah.
You need to fucking make this.
They're distributed through Walmart.
And, dude, if you're putting shit at Walmart, you need to send them a case of 50, bro.
Yeah.
You know, so fucking scalpers don't buy 50. But if you send Walmart 2, you know, people are gonna buy them and put them on eBay for triple the fucking price.
I agree.
Dude.
And eBay, didn't you tell me eBay restricted how much you can charge
them?
Oh,
no, I said that's what they should do. On any new SKUs that fall into whatever category, you should only be able to market up so much. Or if eBay's not going to do that, as buyers, you need to say, fucking blow me. Yeah. I'm not going to spend triple the price.
That's the problem is the buyers.
Because there's fucking all these idiots out there. I don't care. I'm buying it.
Exactly. Like, and the problem is that's just with anything in life. If someone's willing to pay for it, so there's going to be an asshole that charges for it. And dude, I would be the one that's like, yeah, I'll fucking charge it for like $300
they're
if you're going to buy it.
They're hitting the hot turtle futures market, which we've been predicting for at least a year now, right? So they just came out with the Toka and Razor from the second and then Super Shredder.
Dude, they did the Toka and Razor one good. They had that up for a week to where you could pre-order, and you were guaranteed if you pre-ordered it.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's fine. And people were complaining, well, I only get paid. I get paid the week before and the week after, so I can't get it.
Yep.
It's like, well, then
you
learn how to save your money.
That's how it works.
Be an adult.
That's life.
Dick. You know, and I was 100% cool with that. I didn't order one because, fuck, I'm done with them, dude.
Yeah.
I'm done searching.
Oh,
and now, and this Super Shredder thing, it looked cool. Yep. And it was up for like a fucking hour, and it was constant up, down, sold out, not sold out. So people were going in there, I got it 3 hours later. And I was like, dude, I'm not going to dick around all day,
I'm not.
Just fucking put it up, dude, for a week. What the fuck's going on, dude? They just got to get their shit together. I don't know.
I don't know
if they're just a small company and they can't order fucking 50,000 units, or it's just not possible to do it.
I don't know either. But in like terms of supply and demand, I don't get what the risk is for them if they're like, everybody wants this, but we can't do it.
I mean,
put some fucking capital back into your product.
And it's like, the figures aren't $1 million, dude. They're, they're reasonable. $24, $50 for a pair. You know, on that, and that one set of four turtles, musical tour turtles, that was like $120, dude. It's not
for four turtles.
Fucking bad prices. It's like,
and that was a San Diego Comic Con exclusive,
yeah,
right?
But not really. Yeah. I mean, it would have been.
Yeah.
So nobody would have got that anyway. Mm. You know, so they just said, "Fuck it, we're putting it at Target," and you can't fucking find it. People are charging $300-$400 for that thing. It's like, eat it, dude. I'm not paying that.
Nope.
I'm not even gonna look
for really it. Didn't want that one anyway, because that's like one of those dark chapters
You're
of
like,
the turtles.
That's
where
fucking
I was like,
gay.
Yeah. I didn't say that. Yeah.
That's not the politically correct term, but
no, but that's what you're thinking.
I was just thinking it wasn't something I enjoyed, but that's all right.
Dude, I enjoyed it. I went to that tour.
Yeah, I didn't.
I sold the fucking VHS tape just recently for $8.
I'm glad that people are into it. So, you know, people like Power Rangers. I don't get it.
Power Rangers is pretty stupid, too.
That was my thing growing up.
Power Rangers is fucking huge, man.
Get out of here.
I only like the original one.
I don't like it.
I didn't like the new shit.
Yeah.
So. Once fucking, you know, Tommy was the White Ranger and shit, that was my shit, man.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
He's still the shit.
You're playing the fucking
playing his fucking flute.
Yeah, dude, his synthesizer.
Playing the synthesizer,
he's
buddy.
He's kind of like Willy Wonka in that aspect.
I'm going to morph, buddy.
Oh, my God.
It's Mighty Morphin time.
Ooh, I know Kung Fu.
All right, buddy. So I want to, you know, we want to touch on your question before we started the show. You had a question there of fatigue.
Yeah, yeah. So is this something we're going to go into now or next week?
No, okay. Now.
Do we think that with these large companies that own your superheroes from Marvel and DC, Disney obviously owns Marvel, Star Wars, all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, AT&T owns DC and their various parts. Do we think that there's superhero fatigue that we're running into now?
Yes.
Since all the Marvel movies are done.
I vote yes.
I 100% say yes. Just because it was such a fucking buildup.
Yeah.
For all the Marvel movies, and it finally ended on that high note. And now it's like, why are they still making these movies, dude? Yeah.
I think what is hitting us is the same thing that hit us about professional sports, because it hasn't been around and it hasn't been in your face. And they just kept saying, oh, Black Widow's coming. Nope. You know, Wonder Woman's coming.
It's
like that
commercial. I got you a dollar.
We're like, dude, we don't fucking care now.
I don't care now.
Good job.
I think the problem is that Endgame was just so fucking epic. And then they're like, well, how do we top this? You can't really top it. That's the problem.
It's like, it was so good. What are these new movies building to?
Because, yeah, you got all these,
the fun
like,
part of it, though, seeing what they do build to. Because they will. Like, the Marvel ones will. That DC
it,
ones
I'm
know.
Done, though, dude.
Yeah, like, once Endgame ended, I was good.
Well, that's the thing, because you have other flavors, too. It's like, we saw Bloodshot, and we enjoyed Bloodshot, but it's like a different thing altogether.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe we're just sick of the characters. Maybe we're just sick of, like, the Iron Man. I know he died.
I think you're right.
But you still get him, though.
Yeah.
Black Widow died, but you're still getting her.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't care, like, drop that and do something different.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. Like, I like Bloodshot and all those because they're different. They're not part
of
like
that.
So it is
Marvel and DC then.
Pick a book. Pick another Marvel book, dude. Yeah. You don't have to do these same fucking characters.
Like, there's so many.
Well, that's why Harley Quinn was interesting.
Yeah, there's so many comic book characters that they have a plethora of to go off of. Give us something new. I think that's the thing. Yeah. It's just like we had all the Marvel characters for so many years now that, every year we expected, what, like four new Marvel movies? Yeah. We got like four new Marvel. Then Disney bought them. We got like 12 new Marvel.
Marmel?
Yeah, I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, like
Marmel.
Marmalade.
I guess that's why sometimes I look more forward to the DC stuff because it doesn't come out as much.
Yeah, maybe. It's a different, definitely different flavor. Because,
Disney was just jamming Marvel down our throats.
We really liked Aquaman. We really liked Shazam. I liked Wonder Woman.
The newer DC stuff is actually really good.
Yeah.
I think if Marvel did more shit like Shazam and it was like funny spoof one-off, it might be
kind of
like,
made fun of itself.
Yeah, dude, like a fucking
Deadpool. That's about it. Or maybe
you know what?
Yeah,
the Deadpool movies kind of are on their own.
Yeah, they are.
But those are those Marvel entities?
They're Fox. I mean, now it's owned by that. You know.
So
I mean,
yeah, but I think that you guys are onto something there because it's like,
you look at like even the performance of something like Bloodshot, it's like there's definitely that sort of superhero fatigue. And there's nothing out right now that's like, oh, this is new superhero stuff.
You know what is going to be coming out? Fucking Bill and Ted.
Yes.
And they're
streaming
fucking
day one.
Dude, you can stream it day one or go to the theater.
I'm going to do whichever one I have to see that.
I say we go to the theater for that.
If we can, yeah.
Let's plan that, dude. Oh. I fucking bought a shirt for it. I'm fucking wearing it.
Well, let's get some of our listeners here to chime in and let us know. We'll put this up on the Facebook page, too. And let's hear back from you what you think about superhero fatigue from the big two companies, Marvel and DC.
You got some fatigue, buddy.
Buddy.
Because, we're waiting for, the new Spawn movie and
buddy.
Stuff,
buddy.
My butt hurts.
All right, so let's wrap it, dude.
Yeah, he's got to get that feather in the fucking butthole. All right, guys.
Do I ever.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Geek Life, and we'll catch you next week in She Writes. All right, guys. Have a good night.